on the grass at third. Dick rode over toward the hole at short, and the first pitch of the game is fouled back into the crowd. No play on the count, strike one. Setting up the defense for the Bucks, John Clinton is playing first. Joe Mazeroski in second. Captain Dick rode at short, and Don Hoke is at third. Bob Skinner in left. Joe Burton in center field, and Roberto Clemente around the right. Number five in RBIs of the National League has hit more than the league leader of the American League. up and held on to by Smokey Burgess, and Thomas goes down swinging. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. The score in the middle of the first, the New York Mets nothing, and the Pittsburgh Pirates coming to bat. Well, say, fans, the makers of Cool Cigarettes want you to know how glad they are to be bringing you play-by-play of the New York Mets, night and day, home and away. You'll enjoy this evening's game particularly, and of course, they hope you're enjoying that cigarette you may be smoking. If you're not, if the brand you smoke has begun to taste hot and dry, well, then it's time you made a change, a real change. It's time you came up to Cool. You know, a lot of smokers have found out this fact. Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough until you come up to Cool. Know why? Because Cool's menthol magic actually brightens taste, and it's refreshing all day through. You'll feel extra coolness in your throat all day long. Extra coolness no other cigarette can give you. Take it from me, fans, I know now's the time to come up, all the way up to Cool. Get Cool Filter Kings, our Cool without filter. Feel that extra coolness in your throat. Dick Rose. Rob Skinner will be hitting next. The revived Giants batting order being used by Danny Murtaugh. He has Roberto Clemente hitting cleanup. Spot previously held by Dick Stewart until Dick went into a real severe batting slump and was benched for light hitting, and Don Clendenin has taken over. Clendenin is red hot. He had one of the long home runs of the season in the game last night into about a 12-mile-an-hour breeze that is blowing the same way tonight from third across toward first. Way inside his nickname, he's hit by the pitch. Roger Craig trying to brush back Dick Groats. Pitch about belt high, and it just barely grazed him, so he goes down to first base. Runners on first and second now. Nobody out. Bob Skinner coming up. Skinner is hitting better right now than he has at any time in 2 years. Skinner hitting at 306, and he really has picked the Bucks up at a time when they needed it with Dick Stewart going into a slump. Tall, rangy left-hand hitter. He hits those line drives all around the ballpark. Jim Hickman in center field pulled a little bit over toward right center against Bob Skinner. Outside is ball one. In Major League Baseball, they hit home runs. Now Craig off the stretch delivers. Swing and a miss. Bob Skinner went after it in the count of even now at one ball and one strike. Bob's home is La Jolla, California, right outside of San Diego. Easy single. Right up on the top step of the visiting dugout, watching all the action. Strike too cold. He clipped the outside edge of the plate that time. Sammy Taylor working behind the plate. The Mets are playing Gil Hodges at first, Charlie Neal at second, Elio Chacon at short, and Frank Thomas at third. In the outfield, Gene Woodling at left, Jim Hickman in center, and around in right field, Richie Ashburn. Down 1-2 on Bob Skinner. In comes the pitch. A drive in the air to left center field. It's toward the alley for the base hit. Hickman running the ball down left center. Swung off by Gene Woodling. In the score comes Bill Burton. Luckily, 1-0, and they have runners on first and third. Nobody out. Have a run in, nobody out, and they have Roberto Clemente coming up. Clemente hitting a 317 with 37 runs batted in. Time called while Sammy Taylor moves out to the mound now to talk to Roger Craig. Warm-up action in the bullpen for the New York Mets, and we have the big minute action as Bob Moorhead, who is working with that knuckleball, starts getting ready. Clemente, a call strike on the inside corner. Let's have the infield a double play depth. The outfield about straight away against Clemente. Dick Grove leading off third. Bob Skinner out first and nobody out with one run in. Now throw to first by Craig. Not fired over there with real intent. During the course of a ball game, we've seen the big mid in action. One ball and one strike. Bob Moorhead started using that knuckleball in the game. Casey Stengel immediately put in an order to get the oversized catcher's mitt to make it better to handle that knuckleball. And so now down in the bullpen, Canizales is using it to warm up Moorhead. Until it gets some work, it's kind of tough to work with. Foul ball, back upstairs. It'll be
the play. That goes up towards the sky. He has beaten McCown one ball into his right. One and two on Roberto Clemente. Runners on first and third. Nobody out. Craig trying to pitch out of a first inning jam. Roger has his sign from Sammy Taylor. And the pitch to Clemente, a ground ball over the head of Craig, taken by Charlie Neal. He steps on second, throws to first, not in time. Clemente is on, reaching on the fielder's choice. Nick Groat comes in to score, gives Clemente an RBI. Pirates two and the Mets nothing. A runner on first and one down. And now before Smokey Burgess comes up to hit, let's pause for station identification.
This is WGY's Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the best in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
Now the veteran catcher, Smokey Burgess, is up against Roger Craig. The ball was hit so slow that Neal could not make a double play. Charlie fielded the grounder. Near second, ran over, stepped on the base. But his throw to first is not even close on a speedy runner, Roberto Clemente. Now throw to first by Roger. A throw to first, they might get him. He's out. He picked him off. He picked him off at first base. Roger Craig getting Roberto Clemente. Pickoff play. For the game tonight, down behind the batting cage in a kidding way, we walked up to Roger Craig and said, "Well, Roger, who's your target for tonight's game? Who are you going to pick off in the game?" He said, "Well, if I had to guess, if I'm going to get anybody, I'd say Don Glendinnis." Gil Hodges was standing right next to him. He said, "No, Roger, I'll tell you who we're going to get tonight. We're going to get Clemente." And they got him. Nobody on. Smokey Burgess the hitter. Now into the windup. Down comes the pitch. Outside and high. That's an absolute true story. Gil said, "No, Rod, we're going to pick off Clemente. And by golly, they get him right in the very first inning." Break out of his windup. The pitch to Smokey, a towering pop foul back toward the screen. This is out of play on the count of 1-1. Two to nothing. We're in the last half of inning number one. Next pitch on the way. A drive in the air to left center field. Will they hurry? Detroit winning 4-0. The Angels beat the Reds. Red Sox 3-0. Donnelly winning his sixth. Eichelach losing his first. Tonight it's Pizarro against Robin Roberts. White Sox nothing and the Birds nothing at the end of two. Johnny Neal leading off against Tom Friend takes the pitch for ball one. Washington nothing, Kansas City nothing at the end of two. Ed Rocco against Steve Hamilton. Up and pitched by Bob Friend. It looks it's over for a call strike. One ball and one strike. Charlie hitting at 265. We've had some real midsummer days on this day in Pittsburgh. Temperature each day hitting the 80 degree mark or going higher. Friend delivers. One and one. A swing and a miss on a quick one. One ball, two strikes.
Yeah.
pitch by a friend gets the outside corner, strike one call. He, of course, doing the very best he can possibly do, despite the fact that he is far from being 100% due to that ailing knee. Down comes the pitch. It's swung and missed. A real bad break for Gill in a lot of respects, particularly that when you talk to the fellows who have played with him on the Dodger Club the last 4 or 5 years, they all say that Gill was swinging the bat better this year than he has the last 3 or 4 years. Gill hitting at 276. Now turned out in front with a two-strike count. Outside and low, he tried to pick off the outside corner, getting to go for a bad ball. One ball and two strikes. Gill has hit 8 home runs this year to tie Ralph Kiner in the all-time home run derby. There goes the bat, there goes the ball. Down the third, the ball handled by Hope to play to first. In time, both plays. That was a slow batter, so Gill gave it all he could on that play. Both coming in his direction, had to kind of sidestep one and take the other. Two outs, nobody on. The hitter coming up is Sammy Taylor. Sammy hitting at 220. Ryan Gold, extra dry. Happy to be sitting here tonight's game for a fourth field in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. On the outside corner. Forbes Field is now owned by the University of Pittsburgh. They have done an amazing job in the rebuilding of the great industrial city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You come through the Fort Pitt Tunnel. Lo and behold, the minute you come out of the tunnel, there's a beautiful city sitting right in front of you. Thank you. Taylor.
Trying for third. Sammy Taylor, the fake to third. Not in time. Grove looks for a play at second. No play there. Sliding in at second goes Jim Hicklin. He really hit that one. A ringing single into left center field for Jim Hicklin. Dick Crowe left his feet and made a hit first dive, trying to smother it. But it was beyond his reach. And then Sammy Taylor, who gets around rapidly for a catcher, raced from first to third and on the throw to third by Bill Burton. Jim Hicklin goes on to second. So the Mets tie the tying runs in scoring position. Roger Craig coming up with two men down. Runners on second and third, two men down. Written out of his land up the pitch, a call strike on the inside corner. tall, rangy, right-handed batting first baseman, who had two tremendous long hits in the game last night, will be leading off against Roger Craig in the last half of the second. Let's stay here overnight, fly to the coast tomorrow, open a four-game series against the Dodgers tomorrow night. We'll be looking forward to visiting with Leo DeRocher, of course, the erstwhile Duke of Flatbush, Mr. Duke Snyder, and they'll be more than anxious, I'm sure, to be talking about the coming Old Timers game in New York on the 14th of July. Leo, of course, in those days was managing the Giants. Charlie Dressen had the Dodgers. Cookie Lamagetto was the first base coach that year for the Dodgers. Jake Fiddler was on third. Outside is ball one to Don Glendenna. Glad Suitforth rounded out the coaching staff that year for Charlie Dressen. One ball with no strikes on Don Glendenna. The outfield deep, shaded toward left. Glendenna stands well back to the plate, feet not too far apart. Bends just slightly from the waist. He pitches away from him. It misses the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. Glendenna has not been around the National League long enough for the pitchers to have too much of a bug on him. But they are generally agreed that he loves to swing at a high fastball. Now Craig behind delivers 2-0, a swing and a miss. He had that one down under the belt. Two balls and a strike. Don Glendenna, a school teacher during the offseason. Last year was a vital part of the success of the Columbus Jets as they won the International League pennant. Lavelle Jackson played with Don Glendenna all year last year, and he undoubtedly can be helpful to the New York Mets as far as getting a book on him. Fly ball hit high in the air, the right corner, hurrying back at Richie Ashburn. Richie's under it waiting, and he makes the catch. So Roger Craig pitched away from him, made him hit the ball to the opposite field, and gets him on a fly ball. The pass for Ralph Kiner. Now, like last year, Al Jackson and Don Glendenna played on the same team at Columbus. How much of a help can a teammate be now, like Al Jackson, providing the Mets with a pitch on Don Glendenna? Well, normally he can help him quite a bit, Bob, but sometimes the hitter will change in a very short period of time. That's what happens a lot of times when they get off and get going after several years where they have been hitting. Now, Don Hocus up in the pitch by Craig, a breaking ball in the outside corner, strike one call. Pittsburgh, Frank Osiak coaching at third, and on the line is the first, Ron Norvay. Whipped right in there for a call strike. The game tied 2-2. Roger Craig single to center, driving two runs in to tie it up in the top half of the second. Let's manufacture two runs after two were out, nobody on them. They used the tail end of their batting order to get them. Two strike pitch. Strike three called, and Hope Miller. Beauty of a breaker on the inside corner. Craig working that ball in and out of him. Two up and two set aside by Roger Craig. Roger notching his first strikeout. Now the hitter is Bill Mazarowski. Maz hitting at 264. He leads Pittsburgh and runs batted in. In a 10 straight ball game, and the pitch is in there, strike one call. Craig wasting no time, winds and pitches. Fastball this time a little bit low. One ball and one strike. Mazarowski, a right hand full hitter, and the Mets really swing around for him. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Julio Chicon is way over in the hole at short. He widens the gap between himself and third baseman Frank Thomas just a bit now as Roger Craig gets out in front of the count. One ball and two strikes. Charlie Neal back on the rim of the outfield grass and pulled over close in the direction of second. Swing. He held up. Take your part. Mass started after, but had that good catch control and stopped just at the right instant. So the count is even. even, and 2-2 now on the slugging second baseman. Mazeroski has hit 7 home runs and not 41 runs in. Craig over the head. Down comes the 2-2 pitch. A squibber off the end of the bat. Grabbed by Craig running toward first. He flips the hatches and the side is out. Very strong inning for Roger Craig. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. And now 2 innings complete. And the score, the Mets 2 and the Bucks 2.
We will see
the budget not
fine,
but what happens
in Ralph Patterson. Thank you, Bob. That's the last throw.
Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. big batter, Frank Thomas.
Now number 19 into the windup, and the pitch back, the fastball hit on the ground to the shortstop road. A two-hopper, he has it over to first base, a high throw, but Clint Denton stayed on the bag, hauls it down. Two outs now, and Frank Thomas steps in. Friend's only strikeout victim so far in the game in the first inning. Thomas was Friend's only strikeout victim. Bob looking for a victory here tonight to even up his record. He throws a curveball. It's over for a strike. Bob has won 142 games in his career, 142, and lost 166. Under 500 throughout his major league career. For many of those years for a Pittsburgh team that was in the second division. There's a high pop-up coming back from home plate. Smokey Burgess coming on strongly now. Can't get to it as it goes to the stand. Strike two. At one time, it was a country mile from home plate back to the front row box seats back of home plate. And through the years, the Pirates have added more box seats and shortened up the distance from home plate to the stand. It was not unusual to see a runner score from second base on a fast ball in the old innings. Thomas with a two-strike count. And the pitch to Frank is lying in the left field, but might not stay fair. It is fair. It's fair territory going off of the wall now. Thomas pulling up at second base with a stand-up double. That ball hit about a foot fair, way down deep, about 340 feet on the left field line.
Fourth hit off Bob Friend. And now the Mets have the go-ahead run at third base with the batter Johnny Neal coming up.
Time in the mound. At one time worked so fast.
batting 171. He is the National League player representative. And he takes on the inside corner for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. 3-2 game, Mets lead. On deck batter, Bill Burke. Craig back to the plate. A bouncy ball, a third, a tough chance. Thomas takes it nicely. Goes high to first base.
Third with the Pittsburgh Pirates batting one out. Infield off the first to sign, takes the second, and the 2-1 pitch to Skinner. Dribble down towards first base by Billy Cobb. Coming off the mound to field the ball in foul territory, trying to get it in fair territory, Roger Craig. Two balls and two strikes and two outs. Returning to third base, Bob Brent. All the Milwaukee Braves will play out of Los Angeles.
Jim singled to left field to move Taylor over to third base in the second inning.
with no one out. Runners at first and second.
Third base, playing in.
This is WGY's Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the finest in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
Bob Gurney with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Ford Field in Pittsburgh, and the New York Mets leading the ball game 3-2. And the batter now is Smokey Burgess. He takes a slow strike. Ball, strike one. And the next pitch back to Smokey is swung on and popped up out by first base. Hodges coming down the line, and there he makes the catch in foul territory. Roger Craig works here in the fourth inning. He has given up two runs on only two hits. Has struck out two and walked none. Mets lead 3-2. And the batter now is Don Glendening. Glendening getting a fine hand for the completion of the double play started by Don Hope. Hope's eye throw, giving Glendening a chance to high in the air to make a great play at first. And double play number 66 for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Glendening makes a side-out curve, strike one. The Mets have made 64 double plays throughout the year. There's a fastball that turns Glendening out of there. Ball one. One ball, one strike, two outs.
3-2. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Rim out of his wind-up. Down comes his pitch. Breaking ball off the outside corner to Gene Whitman. Frank Thomas waiting on deck, and then Charlie Neal. Mets had a serious threat in the last inning, but failed to score when Bob Friend got Elio Chacon to hit into a double play. Fastball off the outside corner, 3-1 now on Gene Whitman.
Yeah.
popped the ball hard to the opposite field, both times, but he's put up against Bob Brent. First time is that he was retired, the second time he'd have to run in. Well, one is outside and low.
hitter, Bill Burton. He beat out a Baltimore chop on the right side of the infield for a base hit in the first. Hitter came in to score on Bob Skinner's single left center field. In the third inning, he grounded out to Gil Hodges.
Couldn't get it, and the ball goes into right for a base hit to tie.
Burton, Bob Skinner, and Roberto Clemente have driven in the three runs from the park. So now the hitter is Captain Dick Rhodes. Rhodes hit safely in seven straight games. In this game tonight, he's been hit by a pitch, later scored, and fouled out. Outside and low, it's ball one. The Mets have three runs on eight hits, and the Pirates three runs on four hits. Is holding now against Bill Burton, a very fast man. Burton edging away, and now throw just lobbed leisurely this time over toward Gil Hodgson.
Well, the first again by Roger Craig.
the bat completely from Friday. Curve drops low and the ground ball too. Two balls and no strike. Long striding, Jim Eichmann, the graceful center fielder, waiting on deck. Roger Craig. beyond now, the home plate stands. And it brings up Roberto Clemente. Back, Craig, Mr. Clemente, and the National League batting champion, Jake. And now he's in the stretch. Good lead taken by Ashman. Here's the pitch. And it is strike two. And you don't again square the bunch. Two strike count, Helio, with Gene Woodley dealing in the on deck circle for the New York Mets.
Charlie Neal. It's 2-2.
has an excellent throw to first for a right hand pitcher. Here is pitch for a run, and it's plenty. McCragg is going to play over to first base. And he's out at first. Hope started to swing and then let him at plenty the ball down the first baseline. Fielded by Craig, he played the deal covering first, so the sacrifice has moved the potential tying run into scoring position at second base for the Pirates. With one man out, Bill Mazeroski is up. Maz, in the midst of a hot streak, has hit safely in 11 consecutive ball games. He has won for two tonight. Mike Thomas has called time and gone over to the mound to check with Roger Craig. The New York Mets 5 and the Pittsburgh Pirates 4. Mazeroski bats number 8 in the batting order. But he has been red hot of late for the Pirates. Craig into the stretch, the pitch to Mazz. One run, it's a fly ball to left center field. He's looking for the get underneath it. He is waiting. And he takes it. And Don Sendon goes back to the bag at second. No advance on the fly ball to the left. Two away. And Bob Friend is due up here. Bob Friend is scheduled up for the Pittsburgh Pirates. However, it's going to be Jim Marshall. Jim Marshall is going to bat for him. Suspended here just for the moment.
signaling up to the press box that we're going to have a pinch hitter, but as yet no one has come out and we cannot see into the dugout, so we'll tell you the moment somebody comes up on the dugout step who it's going to be. Crowd's getting a little restless because up to now it hasn't been anybody.
Manipulator with that bat at the plate, and with Burton
picked off once tonight. Roberto Clemente was picked off once tonight by Roger Craig. And another throw over. Out of time. New York Mets have 11 hits. The Pirates have 7.
And it's a
a 5-5 ball game. A base hit. Boyd Skinner on the left side of the end. Charlie Neal moved in there at second base, of course. Flagged at it, but it was right on by. Had he been playing normal depth, he might have had a chance. But as it was a hard hit ball. It went right on by. So the Pirates have tied it here. At the bottom half of the eighth inning, 5-5, and Roberto Clemente is coming up. One man out, the runner at first base. Hodges again has come over to check with Roger Craig. Clemente has a season batting average of 313. Last year, he hit 351 to lead the National League at bat. Pirates have had the batting champ in the National League for the last 2 years. Clemente last year and broke the year before. Both Clemente and Soto in the top 10 this season.
Baseball
side to left. Puff to first and doubled. He doubled off the screen in right field in the seventh inning and later came on to score.
Take his position behind the plate. Roy Face,
strikes on Hulk. Now Gil Hodges retreats to normal depth at first base. So does Thomas at third. Here's a swing and a ground ball to Craig. He goes to Chacon for one. The relay to first. In time, a double play. Two men out. The runner at third now. Craig flying on to Chacon, who took it at the back to get Clendenin at second. And Chacon leaps into the air and fired on to first in time to get Hulk. Goss moves to third on the play. So now, two men out. Mazeroski is the batter.
Ball.
Here's a swing and a miss. He took Rusty Bogart walked away from the plate. The ball got away in the bullpen area. Boy, it's throwing that knuckleball down there, and they're warming him up with the big mitt, and one got away and on out into the right field area. Here's a swing and a pop to the right side. Don Clendenin, the first baseman, is there, pounds the glove and makes the catch. So Thomas has popped out. Two men out, nobody on, and Charlie Neal will be coming up. Bob Miller's up and throwing down in that bullpen again, too, for the Mets. 6 this entire ball game. That is his first and second. One man out and Bob Skinner up. Singler driving a run in the fourth inning. In the first inning, he struck out in the third, grounded out short to first, and Singler driving a run in the eighth inning. Single pass Charlie Neal at second base. With the infield in there in the eighth inning.
Five.
So long, everybody. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.